It is America's Money Program, Money Talk, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. We talk about the way you can learn to become your own personal financial manager. That's what we've always talked about on our radio cast, because that way you can take charge of your personal financial future and wave bye-bye to those sharks. More of those out there today than perhaps ever before. I mean, they're everywhere, trying to get into your wallet. We talk about everything from investing in your tax-advantaged account to saving for all of those future goals, including the education of the young sprouts, one of the most important goals of all. The way to get that job done is acquiring the knowledge to empower yourself to manage your finances. That's what it's all about. It's not rocket science. It can be done. It has been done. It's being done. We hear so many Money Talk callers tell us they're doing it, and they're successful. So that's what our program is about, the strategies and the tools to achieve personal financial freedom for yourself and your loved ones, so that if you're not already there, hopefully someday you can reside in the land of critical mass. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary bank issue. Very easily done right there at the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Bill is on the line in Greenbrae. Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon, Bob. Just want to get your general opinion about international or global REITs.
Well, of course, you have currency considerations. You don't want to forget the fact that you can have currency considerations if they're not hedged away when you're talking about something like that. Also, keep in mind that you can have interest rate sensitivity in any real estate investment trust investment. For those that are considering including real estate investment trusts in a portfolio, my investment of choice for such investors would be the index fund at Vanguard. They have a real estate investment trust index fund, which pretty much covers the waterfront on REITs. It's not focusing on international. It's focusing primarily in the USA. But I think for those that are willing to take the interest rate risk that's implicit in an REIT investment, and certainly willing to take all of the other risks implicit, the reason that fund, I think, is a reasonable choice for such investors is the fact that the expenses, which are very important to control in REITs, the expenses are very, very low in that fund. And also you have a very, very broad level of diversification. So I think that if you're going to go down that road, if you're going to include a specific component in a portfolio in that particular area, I think that is a way that is a reasonable way. I would describe it as a reasonable way to go about it. And, of course, we've seen a lot of improvement in the real estate market here in the United States, not only in the residential sector, but we've also seen a lot of improvement in the commercial sector. And now there's something that's really important to investors in REITs, especially those who are involved in the commercial side of the REIT sector. You can stream Money Talk to your computer and download to your smartphone. That's Money Talk On Demand. That way you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand. And the investment talk is year-round. Sign up at bobbrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale. Mike, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. I'm a little confused, so have a little patience. I hope I understand how to even ask this question. I know that the federal government, when they figure inflation, they do not include food and energy, correct?
That is not correct. They issue two numbers. One is the overall number, including everything, including food and energy. Another is the core rate, which excludes food and energy. Two separate sets of numbers.
Okay. Well, I was right that I didn't understand it, but yet, I'm on Social Security, and of course we know that in two years in a row we did not get a raise in our, the cost of living because of I thought I heard correctly that they didn't give a cost of living increase because energy came all the way down. It plummeted. So how does that figure into the scheme of things?
Well, energy is in the headline number because the headline number is all inclusive.
Okay, so whatever it is, we didn't get the raise. And but they can't decrease our Social Security, can they?
I haven't seen them do that. I haven't seen them try to do that, at least not so far.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Bob. Love your show, and I am a subscriber.
Thank you, Mike. Terry is on the line in Highland Park, Illinois. Terry, thanks for calling. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much again for all your help for all the listeners for the 30 years approximately. My question is this. Our productivity is low. Our population is not growing the way it has historically. There's a lot of pressure from other countries in the world in terms of, taking our jobs. You mentioned that no matter who we elect, we really can't bring back some of these higher manufacturing jobs because people elsewhere will do it for less. And yet our stock market is at near its all-time high. How do you see the economy going forward? What does this imply for the markets and the average, the middle class, whatever the middle class is anymore? How do you see us as living going forward?
Well, I would have to say this, that as long as we have lagging population growth combined with lagging productivity, right now we have both of those. We have slow population growth. We have slow productivity growth. As long as we have those two factors working together, then it is unlikely that you're going to see any dramatic acceleration in the rate of growth of gross domestic product. Very, very difficult headwinds to overcome for total goods and services when they're fighting against lagging population growth, when they're fighting against sluggish productivity growth. Extremely difficult. And I do think that that explains the combination of those two factors. I think that explains why we have been looking at the relatively slower rate of growth. Now, in the international community outside of China, our rate of growth is fine because other countries are struggling. But in terms of our historical experience, where I say post-World War II, we had a 3.25% average annual real growth of the economy. We're not there. We haven't been there for years. And questions can legitimately be raised, given these fundamentals of population growth and low productivity. Serious questions can be raised as to whether we get back to the long-term average. Now, on the other side of the coin, investors like this, and the reason is obvious. Investors like this because when you have an economy growing at 2 or 2.5% or anything in that area, then what happens is you don't have to worry about high interest rates. You don't have to worry about high inflation. And two of the major gremlins for stock market investors are high inflation and high interest rates. So when you take that off the table, and so far it's been off the table for several years as the market has prospered, that's what you get.
Well, with Japan doing, Japan, the Japanese market is lowering and...
Now wait a minute. Now we're changing the subject from the United States to Japan, and I have to say something, therefore. Japan has a problem that is very, very significant, especially compared to the United States. Japan has a seriously aging population. Now we have Let me finish the thought, please. We have an aging population, but we don't have anything close to the aging population severity of Japan, and that's a big difference.
But isn't Europe also aging? And Japan is the third largest economy. Europe is third or fourth.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair comment, and you see what you've seen in their growth as well. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
The Home Depot's serving up holiday treats in the kitchen. Up to 40% off appliance special buys and 24-month special financing on store-wide purchases. Like the Samsung stainless steel gas range, Black Friday price at just $598. With 5 burners, removable griddle, convection cooking, and almost unlimited possibilities. Our lowest prices of the year, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details. Credit offer valid through November 29th. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Led by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
GEICO presents Eyewitness Interviews with Inanimate Objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The holidays are coming. Time to clean up at the Home Depot. With up to 40% off appliance special buys and up to 24-month special financing on store-wide purchases. Like a GE high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.99 each. Black Friday priced and just in time for holiday guests. Our lowest prices of the year, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, gas dryer extra, see store for details. Credit offer valid through November 29th. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
Hey Lou, I wasn't paying attention and I got super glue all over our dining room table. What you made
me do? My refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it and I get yelled at.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live from 8 to 9.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
Saturday mornings on House Smarts Radio. Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What you just made me do.
Savings and a whole lot more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have pain you can't ignore?
This holiday season, get Norm's gift cards, because it's better to give a gift that gives back. Get $10 in free bonus cards when you purchase $50 in gift cards. Cash in this holiday season at Norm's. NormsRestaurants.com.
LA Weekly's 4th annual Sips and Sweets is racing back to the Peterson Automotive Museum on December 14th at 8 p.m. Enjoy delicious cocktail samples from some of Los Angeles's top mixologists and scrumptious bites from the city's best bakers and patisseries. General admission and VIP tickets still available at sipsandsweets.laweekly.com. That's sipsandsweets.laweekly.com. See you at the LA Weekly's 4th annual Sips and Sweets at the Peterson Automotive Museum on December 14th.
Jose, California. Diana, welcome to Money Talk.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for a wonderful show, and I've learned a lot from you. You highlight the benefit of indexed funds really well. I have a question about bond fund. So I have a retirement plan of the government, and for bonds, we have two options. There is something called G fund. And there is something called F fund. F is like the index of fixed income. And the G Fund, I just did a quick research, and it looks like they have non-marketable treasury securities.
The thing about the G Fund is that the G Fund has all of the money in non-marketable short-term treasury securities that are specially issued for this purpose, and the earnings consist entirely of the interest income on the security. Now, one of the things is that obviously you have inflation risk, right, in the G Fund. If inflation goes a lot higher, then that certainly is a risk in owning that fund. But the fact is, it's non-marketable U.S. Treasury short-term securities. So I would label the G Fund a conservative fixed income fund. Diane, I thank you. Brian is in Schenectady. Brian, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. I'm a Market Time subscriber for many, many years, and I wanted to see if you can give me the Roman Empire analogy to the thumbs up or thumbs down on where I stand as a 59-year-old approaching retirement and my asset allocation. My net worth is $1.2 million, and I've wound up with heavy in real estate holdings, not that I had wanted it. We have our home that we own and a rental.
Now, what is the equity in your home?
I have, I have the home I live in, the equity is about 150.
All right, so out of the $1.2 million, is that 150 in there?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, you have to live somewhere, so we're going to take that out for purposes of your portfolio. That takes you down to $1,050,000. That's 1050. And what other real estate do you have?
We have a rental property, a two-family. It's worth about 150. It's all paid for.
Yeah, but that's producing annual income, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how much is that producing net of expenses?
Net of expenses, I'd have to, rough math on this, $1,600 a month.
All right, that's I'll do it for you, okay?
Yeah.
So that's $19,000 a year. What are the taxes?
Six.
Oh, now you're down to $13,000. What about insurance and maintenance?
Insurance and maintenance. Insurance is about $600 a year. Maintenance, you know, you could pull a figure out of air, maybe. I have this maybe $2,000 a year. I'm just rounding.
All right. Well, we'll say $10,000. We'll say it's worth $150. If it's spinning off $10,000 after expenses, that's a good investment as long as it's in a good neighborhood. Is it in a decent neighborhood?
Yeah, it's in a very, very good.
All right, so there's $10,000 a year in income net of expenses, and okay. So now we're down to $900,000 in other assets. What else do we have?
I have a home in North Carolina. And
wait a minute. Is that a vacation home or what is that?
Well, yes, it is a vacation home, but my daughter lives in it. And
okay, so we're not going to. And what's that worth?
180.
So now we're down to about 700,000. We've got, so far we have 10,000 in income. Your daughter paying rent?
Yes.
Oh, how much a year?
4,800. She and her girlfriend.
All right, so we'll say now you're back to $15,000 in income, and you're down to about $700,000 left in assets. What else?
And I'm a half owner on another rental piece of property, which is valued. My half is valued at $70,000.
We'll leave that be.
Yep.
What else?
And $15,000 hunting camp. And
we're not going to count that. We're not counting that. We're not counting we're not going to count that. Do you have anything in financial assets?
Yes, I have $760,000.
All right, well, that should be worth something along the lines of approximately a 4% withdrawal, at least initially. So that should get you about 30, and you have another, 15? Looks like you have about $45,000 in income. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, well, then you put that together with any other money that you have coming in, and you can decide whether that's enough.
And you don't think I'm too real estate heavy, say, rounded to probably $400,000?
Well, you have a lot of real estate, but at least you don't have a lot in one property. At least you have some geographical diversification. At least you have some income coming in. I think you're doing all right.
All right. Well,
all right.
That's what I was looking for. Thumbs up. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Bye-bye.
We have Philomena on the line in Shady Side, Ohio. Hello, Philomena.
I want to see if you think this is a good idea.
Okay.
There's a certain young person in my, a male. He's got two little boys and a girlfriend, and he's working his butt off. He wants to buy a fixer-upper house fix it up and sell it so you can get a better house and all this and that. And I thought I would do this for him. Let me see. It's called...
Now is this a relative then? Is this a relative?
Grandson.
Okay, good. That's good.
Good little boy.
Excellent.
But I'm thinking, like, when his two little boys get to college age and whatever,
yeah,
I'm trying to show him how people have something when they get older.
How much are you thinking investing on their behalf?
Well, I can only do the minimum, which is $3,000.
Would you do $3,000 for each or $3,000 total?
No, we're talking for the father.
Oh, for the father, okay. Well, what I would...
$3,000 is the minimum I can do, but here's what my plan is. I won't touch it unless I absolutely need it, but I won't. And he can't touch it till I die.
You know what I'd do...
If he wants to add to it all along, that's fine.
Yeah, what I would use, the vehicle that I would use for something like that would be a total stock market index. Now, I'll give you a couple.
Now, you have a name you can give me?
I'll give you two.
Oh, goody.
There are two total stock market index no-load funds that I'm very comfortable with that have very, very low expenses. One is the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index. The other is the Fidelity Spartan Total Stock Market Index. Now, in both cases, you're going to have a highly diversified portfolio, a tax-efficient portfolio, and with very, very low expenses and very broad diversification. So I'm comfortable with either the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index or the Fidelity Spartan Total Stock Market Index. And, of course, when you're doing something like that, well, you know, you're getting tremendous diversification. You're getting very, very low expenses. And basically that portfolio is designed to grow with the U.S. economy over the long term. And obviously there are many multinational companies in the index as well that derive their profits from around the world. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba, but they are looking to add to their smell good team. So, if anyone of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a smell good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-170.
Thanksgiving holiday time is here. Attorney Sweet James and his team focus on what matters most. That means meeting the needs of people with their experience, reputation, training, and knowledge, all of which serve you, their accident victim clients. For nearly 15 years, the firm has represented many people who have real injuries that weren't at fault for the accident, and yet their insurance company still denying their claims. And that's not fair because people matter. Stay safe this Thanksgiving, but if you do get hurt, call Sweet James at 1-800-881-2021. Or sweetjames.com.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Rob Marinko. A standoff in Covina between a man believed to be armed and holding a seven-month-old daughter with him in a car has ended after the baby was taken into police custody. No word yet on the suspect. The second of two California inmates who escaped from a courthouse earlier this month has been captured. U.S. Marshals arrested John Bivens in San Leandro, about 20 miles southeast of San Francisco. Bivens and Trammell McClough made a dramatic getaway November 6th. And the L.A. Rams are victorious again. They moved to an 8-3 record after beating New Orleans at the Coliseum 26-20. The KBC SoCal weather forecast, clouds tonight leading to a good chance of showers by early morning hours. Lows in the 50s, daytime highs in the low 70s. More rain expected by the weekend. Right now it's 60 in Tarzana, 59 in Garden Grove, and 58 in downtown L.A. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Rob Marinko, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
We all have issues, so let's start talking.
In Your Right Mind is a new weekly behavioral health show that focuses on issues that pertain to just about everyone.
Join me, Dr. Tonmoy Sharma, and my co-host, Christina Kusner, as we highlight topics that get people talking.
In Your Right Mind is every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The holidays are coming. Time to clean up at the Home Depot. With up to 40% off appliance special buys and up to 24 months special financing on store-wide purchases, like a GE high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.99 each. Black Friday priced and just in time for holiday guests. Our lowest prices of the year, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Credit offer valid through November 29th. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Are you compulsively eating because of stress? Have you failed at dieting, making you feel worse about yourself? The Key Light Counseling Center in Beverly Hills, California is sponsoring a 3-hour food boot camp, Mastering Your Food Triggers, How to Think Your Way Thin, with clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss. For more information about the next upcoming food boot camp, contact the Key Light Counseling Center at 323-935-9712. The first 5 people to call and mention this ad will receive a 20% discount on the next boot camp. Call now at 323-935-9712.
Whether you're caught up in the struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you're always welcome right here on Money Talk. Paul is on the line listening to KSFO Radio San Francisco. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Bob. I'm transitioning into Model Portfolio 3, and I wanted to get your opinion. I haven't bought the fixed income portion of that yet because I'm waiting for interest rates to normalize. What would your opinion be if I bought CDs or treasuries and just bought those until rates normalize?
We actually have stated in the investment letter, for those that want to take a risk-free approach where they don't have any risk of changes in the value of their investments in fixed income, that they can use a ladder, a short-term ladder, for example, of fully FDIC-insured CDs. That is a viable alternative, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody is saying up front, you know what, I don't want any volatility, I don't want any fluctuation in the value of my investment in these fixed income securities. I just want to collect whatever interest the market is paying. I want to get my money back at 100 cents on the dollar. Well, with a fully FDIC insured CD, you are assured that you're going to get your money back at 100 cents on the dollar. Ed is on the line in Corte Madera. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Bob. I have a good portion of my portfolio in dividend-paying stocks in an ETF that you had recommended in your newsletter. Now, it's done very well. What I'm wondering is what it would be in the market or interest rates or just what might affect it to have it maybe go down and be pulled back and be negative, a reaction to it.
I would look at three areas. I would look at the health of the economy. I would look at the health of the financial sector because the financial sector has sizable representation in that exchange-traded fund. And I would look at interest rates. Those would be the three sectors that I'd look at.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call. Let's get Christine on the line listening to the great KKOB Radio Albuquerque, always rated number one. Christine, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm recently widowed, and I've come into some insurance money, and I'm needing to protect it because of some health issues. I can't get long-term care insurance. I've already looked into that earlier, and you talked about laddering CDs, and I did put some in 1, 2, and a 5-year bump CD. That one's I can raise it one time in the 5-year term, but I have some more money, and I'm a little bit more. I'm needing to get out of a money market soon. That's going to drop from a teaser rate, and I'm wondering what you think about I bonds.
Well, I think that when you look at the I bonds, you have two income streams or potential income streams you're looking at. One is the base rate, and the other is the consumer price index inflation rate.
Right.
If you get any kind of a base rate, it's going to be minute. All right. So the base rate income is, if it's not zero, it's very, very low. And you look at these semi-annual I-bond resets that they do. So that pretty much right now, and that base rate lasts for the life of the bond, so that's not going to change. The other income stream can come from the consumer price index, but that's been really low. So I'm not a big fan of I-bonds. For the ones that you would purchase right now, I'm not a fan of them.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Trent in Sacramento. Hello, Trent. It's your turn.
How you doing, Bob?
Doing well. What's up?
Good. Hey, I have a question for you. I have never played with the stock market before, and I have about a couple $1,000 I'm just looking to invest, more for fun than anything. My question is, would it be better for me to play with some commodity trading or penny stocks? I mean, where do I even start?
Well, I think I'm going to start on the education line rather than the action line. I would recommend a book to you from the book list, recommended reading list at bobrinker.com, and the name of that book is Common Sense on Mutual Funds. It's right in the book section at the website, and Common Sense on Mutual Funds is by an individual who has guested on our broadcast, John Bogle, and you'll really learn a tremendous amount about it. Another person who's no longer with us, who's guested on the broadcast, Peter Bernstein, wrote a book, Against the Odds, and I would certainly read that one as well. Those two books, I would start out with those, Trent. Before you throw any money around, I would learn through those two books, and I do appreciate the call. Let's get Elise on the line. Elise is calling in from Santa Rosa. Welcome to Money Talk.
Yes, we have been your subscribers, you know, for many, many years. Thank you very much. Right now, you know, we are kind of, you know, in a dilemma. Whether, you know, we should, you know, sell one of our three houses, you know, to bridge a gap before we can access, you know, into our retirement account. Right now, we have three houses, and the total value is about $1.9 million. And we have about $600,000 outstanding, you know, on mortgage. However, you know, right now, because, you know, we kind of, you know, have a miracle baby, so we started, you know, our family, you know, really late. My husband, you know, is 54 this year, and I'm 47, and I just, you know, resigned from my job in order, you know, to focus, you know, fully, you know, on my child. And right now, to make, you know, the long story short, you know, we purchased, you know, our third home, which is, you know, the place, you know, where we are staying right now. And we are kind of debating, you know, whether, you know, we should sell the first home that we purchased, you know, back in 1998, and we have rented it out, you know, in the last 2 years.
So this property that you're thinking of selling, this is a property that would qualify as a principal residence for tax reasons?
Yep, that's my question.
Have you, in the last 5 years, how many years have you lived in that property as a principal residence?
From 2 years. We rented out.
All right, but prior to that, you lived in the property for years?
Yep.
Okay, so, all right, well, so you've rented the property out for a couple of years, but it sounds like you were in that property as a principal residence for 3 of the past 5 years.
Correct.
So you should be able to qualify that as a principal residence if you sell it now. And that would mean a lot to you in terms of taxes. First of all, what did you pay for that house?
It's $200,000.
And did you add any improvements to the house? Not maintenance, improvements I'm talking about.
Yes, we did. We added in a steel roof and also remodeled the kitchen and bathroom and also the floor.
And how much money did you spend on the improvements?
In total, it's about $60,000.
All right, so that would bring the adjusted cost basis to $260,000. If you were to sell that property, what would you get for it?
Right now, the market price should be, give or take, about $650,000.
$650,000? Yes. Would you use a real estate broker for that?
Yes.
All right, so paying a real estate commission, you would probably, if you did sell for $650,000, you would net out about $610,000. I'm not talking about mortgages here. I'm talking about the property and your tax liability. So if you sold it for $650,000 and you paid a real estate commission, you would net out about $610,000 approximately before other expenses. $610,000, and if your cost is $260,000, and you mentioned that you were married.
Yes.
So that means that the entire gain, which looks like it would be something in the area of $350,000 in that area, the entire gain on that property would be exempt from federal income tax.
Okay.
So that's a consideration, obviously a consideration, because you would be able to realize that gain with no federal income tax.
Okay. That's
okay?
Good news.
All right.
Would that be a problem since we have rented it out for 2 years?
Here's what we concluded. In talking about this, we concluded that you've lived in the property as a principal residence for about 3 of the past 5 years, right?
Correct. Yep.
So on that basis, you qualify for the preferential treatment I talked about, where up to $500,000 in capital gain on a principal residence is exempt from federal income taxes for a married couple. So you should qualify under that. You're welcome to run this by a real estate broker to make sure that what we're talking about is correct. But my understanding would be that you would qualify on that basis. So from a tax standpoint, you'd be in pretty good shape. Thank you, Elise. I do appreciate the call. Always great to hear from Santa Rosa, California. Let's get out to the mighty WLS Chicago. Wayne, it is your turn.
Well, I'm semi-retired, and I've got my retirement IRA in an account, and I'm paying a relatively fair fee. It's under 1%. My question to you is, what are your thoughts in regard to the robo-investment houses that are out there now? I've gone through their websites and did some evaluations and what I have, and it pretty much comes to almost apples to apples in regards to where I'm at now and where I could be and what I could be saving. So my thoughts are thinking about it, but I thought I'd ask you.
Well, I think that one of the key factors, and certainly you want to manage your expenses and your investments, there's no doubt there. I think one of the key factors for you to evaluate is how you are doing relative to the market indexes. And if you're keeping pace or doing better than the market indexes, then certainly that's good news. If you're significantly underperforming the market, that's a whole different deal.
Okay. Basically, I'm keeping pace with what's been going on the past year. It's doing okay. Let's put it that way.
Well, I guess on that basis, then you have to decide. You know, there's another way for you to do this. You might want to think about, and that would be
sure.
to take a portion of your money and try the other way and see how you make out. You know, you're going to save on fees. That's a given. See how you make out on performance. If your performance is as good or better, you've answered your question.
Okay. That's, you know what, I had thought about that a while back, and I just been hesitant in regards to doing it. But that's my thoughts, too, and kind of evaluate one to the other and how it's working out.
Good luck, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest labeled pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-530-4721 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-530-4721 to take your call now. Call 1-800-530-4721. That's 1-800-530-4721. Again, 1-800-530-4721.
Date, and we didn't start trading until the end of January, and our account since January 23rd when we started the trade was up $97,000.
To hear the rest of their incredible story and to see the real proof, go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You don't have to be some slick trader or know a bunch of fancy terms. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. Do it today.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Money Talk.
Let's get Dave on the line in Toledo, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Question on a retirement option on a full annuity versus a partial annuity in a lump. And the option is the annuity would be at a $65,500 per year, and then the partial annuity would be a $44,400 a year with a $339,000 partial lump with that.
Okay, so when I look at something like this, I try to figure out the rate of return that you're being paid on the lump sum that you forego if you take the income stream. Now, let me ask you, is there any indexation that applies here?
There is not. So it would be the same until I die.
Yeah. So I would take that $65,500 and I would subtract out the $44,400 that you would still get if you took the partial lump sum. And you'll find, if you do that, that the annual difference is $21,100. And then I would take that as a percentage of the $339,000 you forego.
Okay.
If you don't take the partial lump sum, and the number is 6.2%. So what they're paying you is 6.2% annual on that amount. It's really that simple, because if you take 6.2% of $339,000, then you get that $21,100
a year. Okay, I'm with you with that. And I guess my other question would be, a lot of times people would take that lump to try to invest that money and get further growth. From my perspective, if I already have got about $2.8 million sitting off to the side as an investment portfolio, I've got that there that I can grow, and I could more or less use the $65,500, sort of like a Social Security, that I've got that guaranteed coming in every month.
That's true. That's true. I mean, the fact that you have $2.8 in your investment portfolio, and I have to say congratulations on a job well done there, Dave, in putting
Thank
that
you.
Together. You have $2.8 million in your portfolio, which gives you the ability to take withdrawals at a reasonably conservative percentage along the way as needed, and then you would have the $65,500 coming in, because after all, 6.2% is a decent return on that amount that you would forego, and after all, adding $339,000 to your portfolio is not going to change things a whole lot for you, since you have close to $3 already in your portfolio. I think your thinking is sound.
Okay, so you're thinking the going with the full annuity is probably the way to go because I have that money set off to the side already in investments.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would encourage you to spend more because you'd have the money coming in an income stream. And I think that that's a good thing in the situation that you're in. Now, obviously, it's very important that this be absolutely guaranteed. Is that the case?
Well, it depends if the company stays around. You know, it's a company pension.
Give me some idea. What industry are they in?
Utility company.
Yeah. Well, is the company in trouble, or are they doing well?
They seem to be doing well.
Oh, that's really a risk. You would take it either way, of course, depending on the amount you took. But, I mean, I see that as your risk.
Now, if that got thrown over to the government, they only pay up to a certain maximum. Is that correct?
Yeah. Pension guarantee is fine, but they generally, in the case of a big, fat pension stream like this, they generally can't match it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is your risk, Dave, and I would focus on that risk primarily.
All righty.
Okay.
I really appreciate your words of wisdom.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Have a good day.
That's a very, very good question that Dave asks. That was why I was curious about the net worth figure, at least in terms of the financial portfolio. His financial portfolio I mean, it's like eight times larger than that lump sum amount he was talking about, that I think that that rather dwarfs it and pushes that really to the back in terms of priorities. And I think the priority in this particular question comes to the viability of that pension stream, the viability of that income stream, because the last thing in the world you want to do is have a situation like this wind up in the hands of Pension Guarantee Corp. And they do good work at Pension Guarantee Corp in bailing out the pension funds that go to them, and all too many have. But the fact is, in the case of a high payout pension deal, as a general rule, you're not going to get the full amount from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And so that becomes an enormous consideration when you're trying to make a decision on whether to take a lump sum. Because once you take that lump sum, you roll that into an IRA, you control the money, you add it to your investment portfolio, you can take a withdrawal percentage on an annual basis if you so choose, and you have taken that risk off the table because you took that money, you put it into your portfolio, you deferred the taxes by doing a rollover, and you're in the catbird seat in that situation. Once you make the decision to take the annuity stream, the income stream, then you're at the mercy of the viability of your company and everything that goes with that. And that's why we were focusing on that question with that caller. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship, our program coordinator Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oakes, and our technical directors Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.